From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Saudi Arabia Saturday, meeting with King Salman and holding talks with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Afterwards, he spoke with reporters about the upcoming Syria peace talks.
We are confident that with good initiative in the next day or so, those talks can get going, and that the UN representative, Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura, will be convening people in an appropriate manner for the proximity talks that will be the first meeting in Geneva to begin to lay down the process to try very hard to implement the Geneva communique.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said his country is working with the U.S. to find ways to remove Syrian President Bashar al-Assad from power, downplayed any change in U.S.-Iran relations after an agreement with world powers on Iran's nuclear program led them to lift sanctions on Iran. UN Security Council departed Africa on Saturday, considering its options to help quell political violence in Burundi. Council members had a disappointing meeting with President Pierre Nkurunziza on Friday, in which he showed no sign of softening his rejection of an African Union peacekeeping force or engaging in substantive and inclusive dialogue with the opposition. Last month, the AU announced it would deploy a 5,000-member force to Burundi in response to election-related violence that has killed at least 439 people, sent 220,000 fleeing the country. This is VOA News. Electoral Commission in Zambia has released the scheduled dates for nominations, including those running in the presidential poll. This comes in preparation for the country's August 11th general election. Electoral Commission also announced that all candidates need to ensure their school certificates are authenticated by the Examinations Council of Zambia as required by the Constitution. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has expressed condolences to victims of the recent attacks by Al-Shabaab militants on a Kenyan military installation in Somalia. During a ceremony in Nairobi's Armed Forces Memorial Hospital, Mr. Kenyatta spoke about the soldiers' sacrifice.
We owe our young soldiers a debt of gratitude, one we can scarcely begin to repay, but we shall honor them, and honor them we will.
Many of the families are still waiting for word about their loved ones since the government has not released official numbers and many of the troops' whereabouts continue to remain unknown. Several loved ones of the soldiers have said the government has not done enough to support them in their time of loss. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden told Turkey on Saturday that the United States recognizes the Kurdistan Workers' Party is as much a threat to Ankara as Islamic State militants are, even as Washington supports Kurdish forces fighting the jihadists in Iraq. Mr. Biden then spoke to reporters.
In terms of their actions, Daesh and PKK and al-Nusra, there's no substance. They're terrorist groups. They're simply terrorist groups.
Militants from the Kurdistan Workers' Party have battled against the Turkish government for the past 30 years, fighting for autonomy for southeastern Turkey's Kurdish majority. PKK also has actively fought against Islamic State militants in northern Iraq, aided by U.S. air support. Vice President Biden was in Istanbul for meetings with Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Approximately 200 refugees stormed the northern French port of Calais on Saturday, with about 50 of them boarding a ferry bound for Britain. Spokeswoman for the ferry operator said the migrants were unable to get inside the vessel from an external deck because the staff locked the doors. She said some of the refugees left the boat voluntarily and that the rest would be removed by police. Incident followed a demonstration of about 2,000 people in Calais in support of migrants. Thousands of refugees fleeing war and poverty in Africa and the Middle East have been living in tents in a vast slum near Calais, dubbed the jungle, for the past 12 months. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.